Some people avoid reading the book of Revelation because it frightens them. It should frighten those that don't know God through His Son, Jesus. For the coming tribulation is a time of judgment on a Christ-rejecting world. We continue our study as we look at the plagues in Revelation chapter 16. We begin with the second vial in verse 3. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. Leviticus 17:11 says, "It is the blood which maketh an atonement for the soul." Hebrews 9:22 says, "Without the shedding of blood is no remission." What is it that man rejects today? The blood. But it's the only means of salvation. Because these devil worshipers refuse salvation through the blood, they'll receive condemnation from the blood. When this vial is poured out, the seas become as the blood of a dead person. What an awful stench, as all the great bodies of water in the earth congeal. All fish will die. All shipping will be brought to a standstill, for this judgment is universal. Oh, how foolish it is for man to despise the blood of Christ. The third vial, verses 4 through 7. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And I heard the angel of the waters say, "Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast, and shall be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy." And I heard another out of the altar say, "Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments." The devil worshippers have shed the blood of saints. Now they must drink blood. They've received just what they've deserved. Blood is everywhere, in the lakes and wells and ponds, the springs and rivers, and the water systems of every city of the world. Did you hear another voice in this passage? Whose voice is it? The messenger of the waters. This angel has some jurisdiction over water. What an interesting variety of ministries the angels have. This angel declares that because men have shed the blood of saints, God is righteous in giving them blood to drink. Oh, the bloodletting that will take place during the tribulation, as saints are slaughtered by the thousands, will be without parallel. As the saints are worthy of rest, so the sinners are worthy of retribution. After the statement from the angel of the waters, there comes another voice. From whence does it come? The altar. Is there any significance to this? In the sixth chapter of Revelation, we heard the souls of the martyred saints crying to God for judgment upon the enemies who caused their martyrdom. Where were these souls? Under the altar. And that's where this voice is heard. There's a verse in Habakkuk that says, "The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. Why is the Lord in his holy temple now? For judgment. Where are the voices coming from the temple? Are any voices heard coming from the earth? Oh no, every mouth is stopped. All the world is guilty before God. No earth dweller or devil worshiper dare speak when God's two angelic witnesses speak from heaven. The fourth vial, verses 8 and 9. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues. And they repented not to give him glory. Ever since the earth was created, the Lord has made the sun to rise on the evil as well as on the good. But here we see it shining only on the evil, and it's not for their good. It shines with such intensity that it scorches them with fire. Throughout the Old Testament, we have seen people worshiping the sun. Over and over again, the people built high places, that is, sun altars, for sun worship. At the top of many towers in and around Babylon, I've found the sign of the zodiac. There's a revival of this today. It's a representation of the sun, the moon, and the stars. During the tribulation, sun worship will be a rallying point of the devil. But get this, the very God in which they have trusted will torture them. Here's another interesting thought. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. But look how powerless he is in the air when God makes up his mind to deal in judgment. Did you notice the effect of the judgment? Did it change the hearts of the devil worshipers? Oh no. They cursed God more and more. You see, when man rejects the pardon of God, the punishment of God won't change his heart. There are some who say that the wicked will repent when faced with warnings of woe, but this refutes it. When confronted with righteous judgment, they don't believe. Instead, they blaspheme. Tell me, will you be in with the group of the believers who will bless God? Or will you be in the group of the unbelievers who will blaspheme God? Why don't you come to Jesus so you won't have to come into judgment? Why don't you turn from your sins to the Savior and turn now and become one of God's children?